Oh, goodness. Do we have memories of some of the people who were really friendly, who we enjoyed? I mean, one of the biggest memories I have with Stephen, with someone we never expected, was actually a guy named John Fitzgerald. When we actually went on our first trip to Philadelphia, he was the hotel sales director of the Quality Inn Race Street on in Philadelphia.
Right downtown, in the corner of, right in the heart of Chinatown, the old Bentwood Rocker Factory. Now they became a Quality Suites.
And a nice, nice place. Friendly. The second time I went down, I mean, he enjoyed what, you know, our company so much, and we enjoyed his. He invited us back, but the guy, you know, we have an awful lot of fun. I'm probably one of the people who parties hardest sober because I don't drink a drop of alcohol. He didn't know that because the next time I came by, he left a six-pack of beer in the hotel room for us. He says, yeah, I thought you were a big drinker. No, not at all.
Well, he put full mention into, you have a friend in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
He was a friend in Pennsylvania.
Definitely. Listen, getting around Quebec, bad segue, but let's do it anyway.
Great Sebagatville, Baie-Comeau, Rouyn-Noranda, Val-d'Or, Air Montreal to the business centers of Quebec. You consistently pay 50% less than other airlines on their route. You call today, fly tomorrow. It's just-in-time travel with Air Montreal. Leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where their parking is free and there's no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal. Toll-free at 1-888-631-2111 or on the internet at www.airmontreal.com.
Coming back from the break, we're going to have, instead of our usual station ID, we have a little sketch we call Terror Float Airlines. What happens when a captain gives you too much information? Alex, let's roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
DIQC Montreal.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with incredible computer deals at 123 Compute?
And two for the show.
Let them show you their Pentium for as low as $249. And their 17-inch digital monitor for $249.
Three to get ready.
Get what you need for home, small office, or student.
And four now go.
To 123 Compute, Montreal's largest liquidation center. 720 DeCarry in Saint-Laurent, north of the Met, one block west of Du Collège. It's a smart way to save. As easy as 123 Compute.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
LaSalle slides the puck to Dollard DiSormo, who feeds it to Dorval on the wing. It's off the boards to Saint-Eustache, who gives it to Laval as he crosses center ice. Now Montreal's got it. He floats it past the point Autran, who swoops in and releases a wicked shot deflected in front of the net by Saint-Jerome. Boucherville scoops up the loose puck. He shoots. He scores! Feel like a winner? How about a delicious chicken brochette with rice, fries, or baked potato and sauce for only $4.99 daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at all Scores Chicken and Ribs. You always get more at Scores.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
There is only one game left before the series. Get into the Montreal Alouettes football fever. Get in the action. Be part of it. As the Alouettes take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, November 7th at 1 p.m., it's the National Bank Day. Reserve your tickets at 790-1245 or the Alouettes ticket office. Avoid the traffic. Take the free SDCUM Alouettes shuttle bus service. Molson X, today's beer since 1903.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Thank you for flying with us today. We're now leveled off at 35,000 feet and are now beginning our Atlantic crossing. This is a beautiful 747 aircraft, and they almost seem to fly themselves only. Off to the right, you'll see the coastline as it fades into the distance, and ahead of us we have blue skies. It should be a smooth flight. So please, sit back and relax and enjoy your flight. Goodness knows I can use a smooth flight after the week I've had. I mean, have you ever had one of those weeks? Please excuse the voice, I've caught a terrible bug. Seems it's going around, you know. Don't worry, if something happens to me during the flight, my co-pilot can safely land the plane. And on top of that, my back is aching. Lucky my head wasn't spinning this morning like it was last night. Ooh, sorry about that, folks. Accidentally brushed the thrust reverser control, but it's back in place. It's okay. We won't have any more of those mishaps, I promise you. Hey, Bob? Bob's my co-pilot. Trusty co-pilot, you know you gotta keep camaraderie here in the cabin. My flight engineer, George. It's just that I've had a bad week, you see. I mean, you ever have that? I mean, you have, haven't you? Found out yesterday that I just got passed over for promotion again. I mean, 6 times this year. And I trained her, too. Can you believe that, Bob? They said they wanted a woman in that position. Last time it was a visible minority, and the time before that, well, I mean, you get the picture. So I'm not feeling very well, you know. Last night my dog died. I mean, beloved pet. Found out my wife's been cheating on me with my flight engineer. So he's in the doghouse right now. Hold him down, Bob. I deactivated his panel. He can't do anything. We don't need those functions right now anyway. And Bob here can put the landing gear down with a crank, so we don't need this guy. I mean, can you believe it? My own flight engineer. Yesterday she said she was leaving me for this guy, too. And now I'm sick. She won't let me see the kids either. I mean, now is that fair? So I'm not feeling too good right now. Don't worry, I'll be okay, Bob. Well, hey, by show of hands, how many of you had a bad week, too? I mean, that ocean sure looks inviting, doesn't it? You know that I can have this baby in the water in less than 2 minutes? Take it easy, Bob. So anyway, what do you say? Are you with me? Leave me alone, Bob. I mean, should I do it? I mean, what are we here for anyway?
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Travel World. AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Altogether, too much information now, isn't it? Talking about a good idea at the time, but it was all right.
Yeah.
Just, you just don't want to hear your captain saying things
like
this.
No, you
like
don't want to hear those
flying.
Type of things.
For anyone who's never flown before, maybe you freaked out a few people this morning, Willem.
Don't worry, this never happens.
You
don't want to flip the thrust
reverse
control.
No, I don't want to scare people away. Jerry Wagschall is on the line with us now from New York City, a Toronto television producer, and he's been discovering some New York City neighborhoods.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How's your weekend down in New York?
Oh, listen, let me tell you about it. People think New York is a huge, big place. It is, right? But it's
okay.
Also divided up into, a lot of people come back from going to New York City and they go, so huge, you know, how can you live there? There's too many people. You know, it's overwhelming. I get so tired. I say, well, what were you doing? He say, oh, well, I was in Times Square. What else did you do? Oh, that's all I did. I walked around Times Square. I stayed in a hotel in Times Square. Of course, there's a lot of other places to go besides Times Square, which is an interesting place, electronic billboards, etc. But one way to look at New York is to see it as a lot of, you know, really nice neighborhoods, different kinds of distinct neighborhoods, with the park dividing it up. I just want to give you a little overview and then talk about the Upper West Side. It's been said that the Upper East Side is preppier. I heard it well explained once in the New Yorker magazine that the Upper East Side is for young Republicans and the Upper West Side is for young Democrats. They're both affluent areas, but one, the East Side, is a little bit preppier than the West. Mia Farrow lives on the West Side. Woody Allen lives on the East Side. Tribeca is an interesting neighborhood of old lofts and studios, which is kind of what I would call old money cool. But tonight, I think just coming back from flying from somewhere else, a little bit out of it. But today I'd like to talk to you about the Upper West Side. It's casual, it's newer money, but it's a lot of fun. There's people staying up really late all the time. People are having dinner at, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. They're finishing work late. On the weekends, they close off the park to traffic for certain times during the day, So you really get a sense of people on the Upper West Side really heavily involved in the park, walking their dogs, rollerblading. I don't think it's a lot like Toronto, like, thank God it's Monday. I get the sense in New York City that it's like, thank God it is Sunday. Thank God it is Saturday. Let's, you know, we've worked till 10 every single day. We've made the money we need to make. Now let's have some fun. So there's a question of extremes. There's none of that kind of in-between stuff.
Hey, Jerry, we got Vic Phillips in the studio, who's also from Toronto. Vic, do you find that Toronto is like that, thank God it's Monday?
Yeah, it's like that. And just listening to Jerry describe New York City, it reminded me the last time I was there, I was mugged.
On the subway
train.
Oh, no.
What was that like?
Well, no, but
my assignment was to get mugged.
Yeah, that was the day I flew there the day after Bernard Goetz. Remember, they called him the
subway
vigilante.
Yeah,
ended up in a little bit of a shootout in a subway car. Well, I flew in there with the cameraman, and I had the guardian angels to protect me because the New York Transit Authority wouldn't provide us protection. And so we walk on the train. I had the guardian angels there in disguise, sort of thing.
Right.
And cameraman with hidden cameras on. And I was on the train no more than 30 seconds, the same car, 30 seconds, and when I was approached and mugged at knife point. We captured it all on camera. Yeah, that was my last trip to New York.
Goodness gracious, that scared the dickens out of me.
That can really, that's quite a story. You know that Giuliani, the former prosecutor, who's actually presided over one of my palace weddings over in New York. He's a tough guy. Some people say a little bit off, a little bit over the edge, but the town is that probably happened, I guess, in the 70s or 80s.
Oh yeah, and I've been there since. Well, not since, but before that, where nothing happens, where you go as a tourist. I think it's a great city. I mean, I went there looking for trouble.
Of course,
it's much cleaned up now. The city is one of the safe. It's one of the safer cities in the U.S. compared to Los Angeles, compared to Chicago, compared to Detroit, compared to a lot of places where a lot of other Canadians go, and that's partially because there's been a huge effort to clean up the city, to close down, you know, any kind of buildings that are, you know, used as a way for people to hang around in and that sort of thing.
Squatters.
Take the squeegee kids off the streets. You know, I'm starting to sound like Ronald Reagan here. But anyway, let me mention a couple of little places. So some insider's tips to hanging around the Upper West Side. Cafe Fortuna, little coffee place on the 71st Street. Nice little Italian place where you can sit outside in a terrace. If you're looking for a hotel, I've sent a lot of friends over to a place called the Olcott, which is on 72nd Street. I send them there because it's very inexpensive. It's about $100 a night U.S. They don't take credit cards. You have to send them a check in advance. But
or fax.
It's old, and it's really right on 72nd Street in Columbus, near the Dakota, where, of course, you know, John Lennon was shot. There's also the ABC buildings, which are on the 66th Street, if you want to do some people watching and try to get a glimpse of Diane Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Right now in New York, there is the butterfly exhibit happening at the Museum of Natural History, where you can see live butterflies. You have to see them, you have to go through two doors that are specially sealed, and you get actually on your way out of seeing all these butterflies from all over the world, you get inspected by a security guard to make sure that you're not carrying any butterflies with you.
Well, that's just an excuse for the security guards to frisk people.
Probably.
Body cavity search.
But you don't want to be stealing any butterflies. And just a couple of quick anecdotes before I get into the train and into a little thing about Antigua.
You got 2 minutes. Go for it.
I got 2 minutes? Good, I can do it. I was at a wedding there 2 weekends ago for a friend of mine who used to be a reporter for Hard Copy, Steve Langford, and who was there but Steve Dunleavy. I guess you guys probably know, who used to be the guy from A Current Affair, who's now at the New York Post talking about that sort of stuff at the big synagogue called the Park Avenue Synagogue on the east side. To get to New York, Amtrak, if you want to go, it's a very inexpensive way to go. starting at about 130 U.S. Departures are at 10, arriving in New York City at 7:50 or so, and returning again in the morning from New York City at 8:20. It takes about 10 hours. It used to be an old train that used to go at night called the Montrealer that you guys probably remember. They used to have a musician on board, and people used to drink and everything. Anyway, they canceled that. That was a lot of fun. Just to mention, finally, Antigua, one of the most beautiful islands in the Caribbean, white sands and blue skies, and you'll be hearing about that soon in the next, I think we're on, Stephen, I think 2 or 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, you're scheduled for the 27 November to talk about Antigua.
27 of November. The fares start at $774. Flights leave from Toronto at 11:45, arriving in Antigua at 5:25, and if you're coming from Montreal, of course, you have to start a little earlier at 9 o'clock and just switch over, and then bang, you're there. That's pretty much it.
Cool. You made it.
That's from Air Canada, by the way, of course. That's how you get there. But they're the ones that have this really good direct flight to get over to Antigua. And again, as a final word here, I would say that New York is not as intimidating as it may seem. It's cleaned up. There's a lot of great small neighborhoods. Just take it one neighborhood at a time, and you'll be okay.
Cool, Jerry. Thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Have a great weekend, Jerry.
New York's famous for his food, just as is Montreal, which brings us to the topic of pizza, Donini.
Yeah, Pizza Donini for great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more. It's coming up to 11:30 Eastern Time. Time to start thinking about lunch. Time to start thinking Pizza Donini. Call now, and you're piping hot oven fresh pizza Donini masterpiece will be at your door in 30 minutes or less. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember: 383-6000 for Pizza Donini.
They have lots of other food too.
Oh yes, and when we come back after the 11:30 break on AM 600 on the Liberty Works Radio Network, we're talking about ecotourism opportunities in Florida's East Coast, amongst other things.
Definitely. And also, during the break, another one of those skeletons in the closet, not quite as long as Terror Float Airlines, but this was Ask the Escort, which is our parody on CIQC's own Ask the Expert show with Chuck Phillips. We got Vic Phillips, so stay tuned for that. Alex.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with incredible computer deals at 123 Compute?
And two for the show.
Let them show you their selection of notebooks from $169 and supercomputer systems as low as $75.
Free to get ready.
Get what you need for home, small office, or student.
And four now go
to 123 Compute, Montreal's largest liquidation center. 720 DeCarry and Saint Laurent, north of the Met, one block west of Du Collège. It's a smart way to save. As easy as 123 Compute.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network. Work.
Oh, thought that shift would never end.
Oh, rough night, old buddy?
Oh, yeah, Charlie. I drove my kid to the rink at 5 a.m. this morning.
Whoa, hey, I hear he's some hockey player.
Yeah, he just got a scholarship to Vermont.
Mmm, smart too, eh?
Yeah, just like his old man.
Come on, genius, I'll buy you lunch.
Okay.
Introducing four new express meals from the Saint-Hubert takeout counter. Main course, fries, coleslaw, and a drink, all from just $5.25. Which makes it easy to say, hey, this one's on me. Saint-Hubert. Can't you just taste it?
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Are they naked? Are they bare? Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair. If your windows are naked and bare, until Sunday, save 50% off all plain and printed shears. If they're naked and bare, shop Bouclair. Bouclair. Visit us at Bouclair.com.
In stereo where available, Pass the Escort with Vic Phillips.
C-I-Q-C. I sat with Genevieve, who's not a financial planner, but makes a big buck entertaining male clients. Genevieve, so what restaurants and bars do you take your clients to?
Well, I try to get them off, you know, the Anglo ghetto and see really other things like the Billy Coon's, a really hip bar, or very nice little hotels and very nice little restaurants like, which one is my favorite? Would have to be Treehouse Sushi, the best sushi in town.
Thank you, Genevieve.
My pleasure.
C-I-Q-C.
Flying Away, and that was Ask the Escort, which was the parody of CIQC's own Ask the Expert. We had to do. We had a guy named Vic Phillips, and it was great. And asking travel topics of some lady posing as a call girl. Well, it was fun. Anyway.
One of those posing. She was posing.
I haven't any idea.
Oh no, we would know from our personal experiences in life.
Well,
somebody
speak
told
for yourself.
Us. Somebody told us.
We have a special guest online, Bonnie from Maryland. How you doing, Bonnie?
I'm doing very well, gentlemen.
That is wonderful. Bonnie is the lovely lady who actually runs a control board at Liberty Works Radio Network for us, and we're glad to have you on air with us, Bonnie.
Yes, well, you've badgered me every week to come on, and here I am finally.
That is wonderful to have you on the air with us, because we have to introduce the Montreal listeners. You see, we like to involve everybody as part of the team. You know, we're the on-air people, but the people behind the scenes help too, Alex and Bonnie. So you enjoying the show there, Bonnie?
Yes, I really like this show a lot.
Well, that's good. We replaced on the Liberty Works schedule, we replaced a show called Family Time. What was that? What show did we replace, Bonnie?
You know, it's been so long I don't remember. You've just taken over, and I can't wait to hear your show every week. Well, the other show's out of my mind now.
Well, that's a wonderful compliment, Bonnie. Bonnie, in the different travels that you've done, I mean, you've gone different places. What would be your most memorable travel destination?
Well, I like Lancaster County in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah?
It's a real quaint place. The Amish are populate that area. So the countryside is just beautiful with their farms and you can go various places and get some of their wear, like their quilts and that type thing. So, and all the antique shops and stores in the area are nice, too.
You like antiquing, going different places like that?
Oh, really? I enjoy that a lot.
There's a lot of great places, actually, in New England, if you ever get a chance to come up. Steve and I, we often travel to the north of Boston area near Salisbury, which we seem to be one of the biggest proponents of it if we listen to Manny Witt. And a place called Haverhill has incredible antique
great
shops.
Downtown area in Haverhill, and also Essex, Massachusetts, where they actually say they invented the fried clam at Woodman's.
Well,
but Bonnie, you live in a pretty nice area too, Baltimore, correct? Well, I mean, that baseball stadium, I took a couple of games in 2 years ago at your new stadium. It's fantastic.
Yes,
And the waterfront area of Boston, or Baltimore, near where the stadium is. I mean, it's just a great little town.
Yeah, Inner Harbor is really a beautiful place to visit. They have the aquarium, which is just, you really have to go there and see it. It's a really nice place to take the family, if you have a family, or, you know, even adult by themselves.
It's really something. I went to that aquarium with Steven.
The National Aquarium, and we took the water taxis. It goes over to Fells Point as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice downtown area, really redeveloped. We saw pictures of what Baltimore was 20 years ago, the harbor area, and they had the old Allied chemical factory and everything else, and now it's totally different. It's a people area.
I found Baltimore a safe place compared to Washington. Stephen and I spent a week in Washington, and I found that a very rough, dangerous city. I didn't enjoy my stay there, except for the sights like the White House and the Smithsonian, but it was a relief to get to Baltimore along the waterfront.
What was your favorite area between the two, Baltimore and Washington, Bonnie?
Baltimore, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't feel safe in Washington either.
Really?
So, at least in Baltimore, you feel more comfortable in the various places that you visit.
Let's say if you had a weekend and some friends were dropping by for a visit, what would you do? Where would you take them in Baltimore?
I'd definitely go to Inner Harbor. There's a lot there that you can do. So that you would have... They have an ESPN sports bar now. They have, let's see, what else is down there?
Everything. Good places to eat and drink and great people watching down there.
There's a Phillips Seafood restaurant.
There is a Phillips Seafood restaurant
yes.
in honor of Vic. Obviously, that must be it.
I make great oysters.
Yes, dozens of them.
Dozens of them.
Yes, there's the famous reference.
Well, if you have a fixation on seafood.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's Nick has this.
These boys need aphrodisiacs.
Well, from listening to your show, that's why I was a little hesitant about getting on the air with you. You can, you fellows can get carried away sometimes.
Sometimes we can do that, but you know something? We don't bite now, do we?
No, I'm doing okay.
There we go. See, we're kind. We're kind. They actually called me. Vic has a friend who used to be in Ottawa Television for how many years, Bill Luxton?
30, 40 years.
Oh, yeah, long
40
time.
Years.
Yep.
And this gentleman listened to our show one time. He actually referred to me as the Howard Stern of travel. Now, I'm not sure I want to be called that anymore. I mean, Howard Stern just separated from his wife, Allison, which I think is a terrible thing. I always thought, you know, you could skate that fine line of joking and kind of continue to have a family. I mean, I don't care how much success you get in radio, if it's going to cost your family, that price is too high for me. I wouldn't have done it. Anyway, that's just me. What can I tell you? In the meantime, you can do the old word games like Stephen and I, and that'll be a lot of fun. We enjoy having you with us on our show here, Bonnie, and I hope you get a chance to cut in, you know, because we're going to be broadcasting directly through Liberty Works now. We're going to use our Comrex
unit. As of the 27th
unit.
Of November, right on our Comrex unit from the BBC, the Bacchus Broadcasting Center.
Yeah. In my basement, we're setting up mics and a mixing board and whatnot, so you'll have a CD to run the show with, and we'll hope that you cut in with a mic every now and then when you got something you'd like to contribute to the show.
Well, since you've been so kind to me today, I'm not afraid anymore.
There we go. You see, we have actually eased her mind. That's
yes.
a wonderful thing. Bonnie, thanks for joining us on the air today. And our tip of the hat goes to Alex, who managed to convince you to come on the air with us today.
Sure, no problem.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Hey, Elliot Price is... Jim's come back in studio. Last week's show was a lot of fun because usually between the 12 and the 12:30, there's nobody calling.
Nobody
the
calls
show.
In to Elliot's show.
And it was really kind of funny because we were joking around a lot with Elliot. It was a great show that we had there.
When we're talking about the Upper West Side there with Jerry Wags, it reminded us of the going to eat the mega portions at Main Street.
That was good. Yeah, in the Upper West Side.
Upper West Side is the place to go. I mean, Jerry was actually telling the truth because that was one of our memorable trips. That was 1996, just before Christmas in New England, as I remember.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yes, 1996, and we went down to, we stayed at the Upper West Side, the Lucerne Hotel.
Yes.
And that is an area that is residential in flavor. People actually live there, and great restaurants, reasonably priced. Couldn't say enough about the food at Main Street. Mega portions.
Well, they don't kid around, because, you know, you say portions meant to be shared, Stephen. And, you know, they have a chicken pot pie, they got a meatloaf, which is incredible. It's not
best turkey dinner I've ever had. We went to New Hampshire, Hart's Turkey Farm, where every day is Thanksgiving. They brag about our founder, Tom, his
and
picture on the
good.
Wall.
And it was good.
And this was better than Hart's Turkey Farm in New Hampshire. Main Street, the turkey dinner, that was the best turkey dinner I've ever had.
It's a little like saying that one of our favorite ice cream stands, of course, is Hodgie's in upper Massachusetts. And it's like saying how much better it is than Ben & Jerry's. We're not taking anything away from Ben & Jerry's. I mean, that's great ice cream. But Hodgie's, oh my goodness. Now there's ice cream.
That is ice cream. And it's a family-run business. A lot of times when we travel, family-run businesses do things better than the mega chains, but they're just overlooked. People say, I have to go to the chains because I know the name. They have to be introduced to these places that are very vibrant small businesses with a very unique product that gives you the flavor of the region.
I think that says it all, though, but a lot of the focus of the different places that we enjoy going on the show, we tend to shy away from the large resorts, although we have done that every now and then. But we like to go to the smaller areas, family-run businesses, and especially in the New England states and, of course, the other places you like to travel, you find just the extra enthusiasm that they put into these kind of the service they give you, an extra friendly smile. You can tell they're going the extra mile. They really do care about you having a good time.
You can't be at a place where it says home cooking and you walk in and it really is genuine home cooking. There's a ma and pa running the place, and you find those in the small cities in Canada and the U.S.
Absolutely, we had a lot of fun.
On our trip to Raleigh, we stayed at an independently owned hotel, the Crabtree Summit, which had all the amenities of any of the larger chains, but it was a local Raleigh company, a local developer, that had put this hotel up.
And that's not just in the States, too, because when Stephen and I, we went to Amsterdam in January of 1998, as a matter of fact, right after the ice storm. We flew there. We stayed in a small hotel, but we actually visited one called the Jan Larkin, which, of course, Stephen calls the Jan Lucan. This is Mr. Captain Brugge. You two are the ones who coined the term Brugge.
Yes, Vic said, we got to go for those big sandwiches. What a lunch, great meal at the Holiday Inn Crown Plaza. That's where I first time I ever had one.
The delicacy called the Brugge. Actually, which is a brooch, which is Dutch for a sandwich.
Yes, and
Henry
Broeke from the Andover Inn had a good laugh at that one, too. We counted that story.
But there was a lot of fun. We went out there, and we also did the big thing. You know, you go to the Rijksmuseum, like in Amsterdam, and I'll never forget the time we were in the Rijksmuseum looking at priceless works of Dutch art, and we're discussing, the Dark Ages and the Middle Ages and the Roman legions and stuff like that. So a lot of great conversation, a lot of great company on these trips that we do.
There, and she's my girl.
And everybody seems to be connected on Travel World. We're going to have to come back to this after the break. It's 11:45 in Montreal. Stay tuned following the break. Alex, let's roll it.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
How you doing? I'm Lita Poulsen at Beau in Martineau. We're on St. Charles. Go to the TransCanada in Kirkland. Drop on by and say hi. Check everything out here. This is a spacious storeroom for the whole family. I mean, if you have a big family, bring everyone with you. Furniture, household appliances, electronics, incredible electronics. Plus, you can buy your furniture, your household appliances, your electronics today. We can warehouse them for you at 1 year at no extra charge. Drop on by, plus free delivery within 200 kilometers. Done by the experts and amazing sales staff here. They know their products. They can answer your questions. And in the home appliance department, over 88 refrigerator models, 1.7 to 23.1 cubic foot, from starting at $199. Incredible right now on the Concept 2 17.7 cubic foot refrigerator. It's made by GE, adjustable shelves, fruit and vegetable crispers, a meat pan for $699. This is a rebate of $60. And don't forget to ask about the big wheel of discounts promotion, which continues. And you can take advantage of the purchase plan. Pay only in October 2000. No deposit, no payment, no interest at Bro in Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the TransCanada in Kirkland.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
LaSalle slides the puck to Dollard DiSormo, who feeds it to Dorval on the wing. It's off the boards to Saint-Eustache, who gives it to Laval as he crosses center ice. Now Montreal's got it. He floats it past the point Autran, who swoops in and releases a wicked shot deflected in front of the net by Saint-Jerome. Boucherville scoops up the loose puck. He shoots. He scores! Feel like a winner? How about a delicious chicken brochette with rice, fries, or baked potato and sauce for only $4.99 daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at all Scores Chicken and Ribs. You always get more at Scores.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
For over 25 years, Doug Anakin Sports have been helping families get the most out of winter. New and used sporting equipment, lowest prices in town. New snowboards and bindings, plus the latest parabolic skis and bindings from only $299.95. Lots of used skis and boots for the kids, too. Trade them in as they grow. Adults, cross-country skis just $35. Juniors, $25. Be ready before the snow flies with top-notch ski and board tune-ups as well. Doug Anakin Sports, 454 Beaconsfield Boulevard in Beaconsfield. Open daily, 695-5700.
Are they naked? Are they bare? Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair. If your windows are naked and bare, until Sunday, save 50% off all plain and printed shears. If they're naked and bare, shop Bouclair. Bouclair. Visit us at Bouclair.com.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
On the radio, Willem Backus, Stephen Pigford, special guest Vic Phillips in studio with us, and we've got Alex Beinecke. That was an awesome break, Alex. He's doing really good. He's graduated from Peter Monet level up to Lance Campo level.
I'm moving up the scale.
I really like this, talking about the fun trips that we've done, because we've been traveling now together for, you know, over 15 years. You and I, along with Vic, you met Vic actually in 1987.
On the trip to Jacksonville, Florida.
And you also remember Ken Carden doing his famous interview with Bill Luxton, of course, the beautiful bridge, the Blue Bridge. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
He's Ken Carden, of course, was the director of the Convention Bureau there. And they have the bridges are different colors across. And
we thought there'd be some very interesting story that they're color-coded for hurricane evacuation routes, but apparently they're just...
Well,
They're
just painted a particular color.
And they do it by traffic reports, follow this route, that route, but... Ken Carden said, Bill Luxton asked him for a national
question. Go back to the
national television program. He asked him the question.
On camera. Bill was going there. He was trying to get this
Tell me, Ken, why do they call it the Blue Bridge?
He goes, well, I guess, Bill, because they painted it blue.
And that was a great moment in television
Canadian
history.
Television.
You know, and I won't mention which city. We've met some of the strangest people. I remember this person was in charge of tourism for this large American southern city. And after a couple of drinks... He admitted that he was the local head of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, lots of strange things can happen when you travel.
Yeah, you better believe
some
it.
Some of those people that you meet. Talking about Florida as well, you get away from the built-up high-rises along the beaches. One of the areas that's trying to promote itself as an ecological alternative for ecotourism fans visiting the state of Florida this wintertime is New Smyrna Beach area. And Abby McClintock is on the line with us.
Her name was Abbeville, wasn't it? That's one of our cities in the Liberty Works Network. Abby, welcome to Travel World.
Hi, thank you very much.
New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Tell us about New Smyrna Beach. Where exactly in Florida is this compared to, say, Orlando, Tampa, what have you?
Well, New Smyrna is Orlando's beach.
Okay.
It's on the east coast of Florida. It's right south of Daytona, right north of Cape Canaveral.
All right.
It's about an hour's drive from the Orlando area attractions, so actually the closest beach to the popular tourist attractions.
And this is an area that is not all built up with high rises that you're not going to see the beach.
Right, exactly. In fact, they promote themselves with their family size condos, bed and breakfasts, that sort of thing. We actually only have one one named hotel, and that's a Holiday Inn. Everything else is either family-owned or condominiums, bed and breakfast. There's plenty of accommodations, but it's not the high-rises like you would expect in Florida beaches.
How many rooms approximately in total does the area offer for the visitor?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that exactly. I know that there's in New Smyrna Beach, there's about 50,000 residents, and I would say they could probably handle about that many more visitors as well.
It says here that Florida panthers have been seen in your area. What differentiates a Florida panther from your average type of panther?
Well, Florida panther isn't actually is a particular type of panther mostly seen in Florida, and it's actually, I believe it's an endangered species. They're not that popular in the area, but they have been found in the Canaveral National Seashore, which is actually right north of New Smyrna. It's a nationally protected 24-mile stretch of pristine beach. It's protected by NASA and by U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and it's the longest stretch on the east coast of Florida that will never be that will never be built up at all. It's completely protected. So that's where you could find the Florida panthers, and that's actually the largest, that actually has the largest population of loggerhead sea turtles.
Oh, well, loggerhead turtles in stereo.
What's that?
The loggerhead turtles. We have a friend of the show who asks us about loggerhead turtles an awful lot. So Florida panthers, huh? I guess they can hold their own when some Montreal Canadiens come and visit you.
What's that?
It was just an inside joke. Montreal Canadiens, Florida Panthers, a hockey joke.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, there you go. So,
it took me a while. I'm not a hockey fan, I have to admit.
Tell us about the loggerhead turtles.
The loggerhead turtles, they actually, there can be, there's thousands of nests. It's usually from May to September. There's about 2,000 nests in the peak season, which is June and July, and that's about 24,000 eggs are actually laid within that period of time. It has the largest population in, I believe it's in the U.S., is the largest population of nesting loggerheads. And they actually have a lot of laws protecting the turtles. At one point, they were being destroyed because actually people that were had lights on the beaches, when the baby turtles would hatch, they would hatch and they would run towards the lights, which was actually away from the water.
Okay.
And so then a lot of the animals would get them, and so the population was actually decreasing. But now it's actually getting back up to where it should be, and there's lots of laws, to protect those animals.
I see. So actually, that's a nice ecotourism destination. Anything else especially you want to tell us about New Smyrna Beach?
Well, the main thing that we try to promote ourselves as is that we're the closest beach to Orlando, and that we do have a lot of ecotourism. There's not a lot of nightlife. We have our bars and our restaurants. We're 20 minutes from Daytona, an hour from Orlando. You can see wonderful, wonderful shuttle launches from the beaches. In fact, I've seen plenty in my life. And it's beautiful. It's just a nice, relaxing place. It's the redfish capital of the world. We've had a lot of international records set in our backwaters of the lagoons for redfish fishing. It's the safest beach in the world. That's what we call it, the world's safest beach. It actually has a rock ledge about 4 or 5 miles out that protects from undercurrents.
Okay.
For the bathers. So we're also known as the world's safest bathing beach.
Now, Montrealers are always concerned about the weather. It's about 40 degrees here now. What's the temperature there now?
The temperature here is probably, it's actually pretty cool for Florida. It's probably about 80 maybe, about 80 degrees.
80 degrees, and that's cool for Florida.
Yeah, cool.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd love that kind of cool. You sound like my friend Ray Baca from Hawaii. He goes, damn it, man, it's only 80 degrees yet.
I know, yeah. It actually was pretty cool the last few days. It got down into the 40s at night, but
oh, my goodness.
Cold front for us.
A real cold front for you. Listen, thanks for joining us on Travel
What
World.
Number can people call you to get more information on your area?
Really, the best thing, we have an excellent website, and if people have a pencil, it's a good thing to write down because it's a hard name to spell. People don't know how to spell it. It's www.newsmyrnabeachonline.com. That's all one word, and it's spelled NEWSMYRNABEACHONLINE. So it's newsmyrnabeachonline.com. That's an excellent, excellent website. But a telephone number for the listeners to reach us at is 1-800 541-9621. You can call from Canada with the 800 number. I guess that's really about it to reach us. That's our New Smyrna Beach Visitor Center. And like I said, it's an excellent website. Our email is nsbinfo@ucnsb.net, or reach us on our website.
That's fantastic, Gabby. Thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's reminds us of a lot of great trips we did to Florida. One of the things with the shuttle launch, and she mentioned that rocket launches are a spectacular thing.
And we saw that when we were at Cocoa Beach, at the Cocoa Beach Hilton.
I think
Florida
at least
Space
once
Coast.
In a lifetime you got to go see a rocket launch, because boy, is it ever spectacular. We saw an Atlas rocket go up at night, and my goodness, what a beautiful sight it was. And shuttle launches are even more spectacular. We took a tour of the Cape Canaveral facility.
We did the show from the Kennedy Space Center Visitors Center there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first remote we ever did on the road.
That is right. That's our first one ever. And we also had a lot of fun, more fun in Europe with Vic. I keep thinking of the different trips we took. I mean, when we were talking about that gentleman from Florida after a few drinks, we were up in Belgium. Remember, we went to visit Maldegem, the Canadian War Cemetery, and the mayor of Maldegem up in Flanders. He was sitting there waiting for us for a little while. Remember that? He bought two bottles of cognac to share with us. And
right.
Turns out there was only one left. He'd been sitting there sipping the cognac waiting for us.
I know. We had to leave him at the cemetery.
Yeah, that's where we had to leave him. Well, anyway, next Saturday we'll be at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. And Sandra Phillips will be there talking about her trip to Hawaii. And we'll also be talking about the latest cookbook of Asian fusion cuisine as well. So a lot of fun next Saturday on the Travel World Radio Show. 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, simulcast here on AM 600 CIQC, the world's first radio station, and broadcast around the world and across America on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
That is true. We are the world's first radio station. I mean, KDKA claims it. Their birthday was November the 2nd, 1920. We were on the air
December 1st, 1919.
Absolutely.
And even the Pittsburgh Convention Bureau, where we'll be November 20th, said...
We got to go.
That's it.
8 seconds. Take care. Bye-bye.
Lost and found and turned around by the fire. Talk Radio 600 CIQC.